Thank you, Chair. I actually speak on behalf of INEW, and I will now present INEW's general comments to Section 4. This section is a very important one, providing core humanitarian commitments such as victim assistance, and it addresses collection and sharing of data, as well as follow-up. And as INEW, we were pleased to see many improvements from last time in this draft that we're discussing today. And particularly positive were the changes made to 4.4 on victim assistance. So please allow me to give some more detail on our suggestions, starting with 4.2 on data collection. Data collection matched with the commitments to be transparent over data sharing and to investigate credible allegations of civilian harm can help to promote better protection of civilians and to promote compliance with international law. Data collection on the consequences of the use of explosive weapons, both the direct and reverberating effects, is crucial for understanding and responding to civilian harm. So our suggested wording for 4.2 would be collect, share, and make publicly available disaggregated data on the direct and reverberating effects on civilians and civilian objects involving the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Furthermore, INEW suggests an additional commitment after 4.2 on collecting and sharing data on the use of explosive weapons, including the types of munitions, locations, and quantities used. Gathering this information is important for building understandings of impacts of explosive weapons use. This includes the risks and effects of explosive ordnance or explosive remnants of war. Such data would help mine action organizations, for example, to do clearance, risk education, and put resources to where they are most needed. So our suggested wording for a 4.2 bis would be collect and record the location and areas targeted using explosive weapons, including the approximate number of explosive weapons used, the type and nature of explosive weapons used, and the general location of known and probable unexploded ordnance. Let me now turn to victim assistance and paragraph 4.4. As mentioned previously, the provisions on victim assistance is now significantly improved. However, it could be further strengthened by laying out what victim assistance includes, and I will present what we want to add to the paragraph 4.4 without reading the whole thing. So we would like to add that victim assistance includes ensuring basic needs are met, and safe and timely access to the provision of emergency medical care, physical rehabilitation, psychosocial support, and socioeconomic inclusion, as well as support towards the full realization of the rights and full participation of victims in societies. We also suggest a short new paragraph under 4.4 on supporting humanitarian relief and access. And we do welcome the reference to rapid and unimpeded passage of humanitarian relief for civilians discussed in the legal section. However, we're concerned that it only mentions passage and not humanitarian access. Passage is usually understood as more constrained and less sustained, whereas humanitarian access would be a broader concept. We therefore would like to suggest the following for an additional short little paragraph, which could read, provide and facilitate safe, rapid, and unimpeded access for principled humanitarian relief in line with international norms and standards for providing principled and inclusive humanitarian assistance. Lastly, let me turn to the very important 4.6 on follow-up. This is indeed a very important commitment for an effective follow-up process. So such a process should be inclusive, and the main purpose of meetings should be to review the implementation. The declaration should not suggest a few types of selected activities, which could be undertaken by certain actors, which would be unnecessarily limiting in our view, but it should rather be broader. So such limits sit awkwardly with the declaration text, which should communicate actions at a higher level. And meetings under the declaration should provide the agenda for work and broader frameworks of activities to be carried out under this declaration. So our suggested wording for 4.6 would be meet on a regular basis with states, the United Nations, the ICRC, and other international and civil society organizations to review the implementation of this declaration and identify any relevant additional measures that may need to be taken to improve compliance with international humanitarian law and strengthen the protection of civilians and civilian objects with regard to armed conflict involving the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. And lastly, 4.7 seems to be a good one with the additional text that would welcome and promote the effective implementation of this political declaration. Thank you very much.